Welcome to the Magic Mindset Podcast, the podcast for anyone aiming to live in and embody your highest self and explore your full potential. Let's uncover the bullshit so we can discover the absolute magic of being you. Hello, and welcome to the Magic Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Heather Mayo, author of Not Another Diet Book and owner of Nourished, a coaching service that is dedicated to helping you feel amazing in your body and helping you thrive. Today, we are going to talk about the importance of creating more presence and gratitude in your life. Because here's the thing, what you look for is what you are going to find. And this is true 100% of the time. Are you waking up in the morning and taking time to program yourself to see the good? Are you looking for kindness around you? Are you looking for beauty around you? Are you looking for magic around you? Or are you just waking up? Are you just waking up and just going straight into your day and not taking time to remind yourself of what you want to see around you, of who you want to be? Because there is a huge difference there. And I know it sounds silly, but I'm telling you, if you're not taking time in the morning to consciously tell yourself, today is going to be a good day, I'm going to show up in a way that makes me feel proud, and I'm going to challenge myself to see all the good, beautiful, wonderful things around me, you're not going to see them. Our default, unfortunately, is not wired to be naturally optimistic, upbeat, happy people. We have to train ourselves to be that way. The people who seem like they're always happy, they're working for it. They have made themselves that way. Negative is our default. Like, we've all heard the people say, like, oh, we're programmed to see the bad because that's what kept us alive. We're always looking for the saber-toothed tiger behind us. And yeah, it's kind of overplayed, but it's kind of true. Our default is to pay attention to the negative. Our default is to let the things that we are scared of and we want to avoid, to let those be our drivers, not the things that make us happy, the things that make us feel good. Those are what we need to program ourselves to look for. And so that's what we're going to talk about today, how we can create more presence, create more gratitude, so we see the good all around us. After this episode is over, I want you to be one of those annoying people who's always in a good mood. I want you to be the bitch with a smile on her face at the red light because you're not annoyed by it. No, no, no. You're like, wow, what an amazing opportunity to look at the sun, to notice the clouds, to hear the song that's playing, to enjoy this podcast a little bit more. That is going to be your default when I am done with you. That's going to be my default when I'm done with myself. And how are we going to do this? I'm glad you asked. We are going to do this by, first and foremost, what I just said, starting your day with intention, giving yourself a chance to settle in for the day and to set the tone for your day. You do not want to be starting your morning in a rushed haze for so many different reasons, right? Because that's not how you want to move through your life. But for the purposes of this episode, because you want to program yourself to be the person you want to be. And guys, this does not take that long. This does not take that long at all. I have an episode, actually, it's my most listened to episode to date, the 3-minute magic morning episode. It literally takes 3 minutes to set yourself up for an amazing day. You are going to, you know, wake up, go to the bathroom, drink your water. Always drink your water before you drink your coffee. That's important. But, you know, get yourself in, do the necessities first, and then grab your cup of coffee or grab your tea and sit your ass down. Literally, put a timer on for 3 minutes. You have 3 minutes. If you don't have 3 minutes in the morning, babe, go to bed earlier. You need that. You deserve that. Don't snooze that alarm. Go to bed earlier. You are going to just sit down from there and you're going to ask yourself, what is important today? Who do I need to be today? What is going on in my life and how can I best show up for it? And it's going to be situational, right? My days when I'm at home with my kids on a weekend look very different than my days where I'm at the gym and when I'm training versus my days when I'm at the gym and I'm working the front desk, or my days where I'm doing like clerical work, or my days where I'm recording a podcast, my days where I have a ton of sessions. Like, they all demand different aspects of me and they all demand different intentions. Ask yourself, who am I today? What do I want to be? What is an intention I can set for myself to help me show up in my day in a way that helps me feel good. And then you are going to say, and how can I look for something good today? What can I notice today when I'm at work? Like, challenge yourself to find it in a situation. Make it solid. Don't just leave it up to chance. And the same reason when people come to me and they're so frustrated because they haven't been able to stick with a fitness routine, I'm like, okay, well, what's your program? Are you following a program? No. Okay, well, that's why, because you're leaving it up to chance. Throw some money, get a trainer, get a training membership. If you're local, what the fuck are you doing? Come and see me. Make it easy for yourself. Have a plan. Don't just say, I'm going to find the good today. No, that's not good enough at first. Where are you going to find the good? When I'm at work, I'm going to look for a reason to connect with this coworker who normally annoys me. Like, challenge yourself. When I am grocery shopping, I'm going to connect with a stranger. I'm going to give a genuine compliment to somebody. When I am on my walk, I am going to notice all the trees and how beautiful they are. Something specific. Where can you look for good throughout your day? Find something, right? That is how we notice good, is we seek it out. And so I challenge you every single morning to challenge yourself to seek out good somewhere. And then go into a gratitude practice. List, I say three, but it can be as many as you want. Three things that you are grateful for, challenging yourself to try to find different things every single day. Because some things are always going to be the same. I'm always going to be grateful for my children. I'm always going to be grateful for my husband. I'm always going to be grateful for the life that God has given us. I'm always going to be grateful for the gym. I'm always going to be grateful for my home, the security, like all of those things. Those are steady. I want to expand even bigger. I want to get even more specific, right? I want to be calling gratitude about a specific person, about a specific action that happened, about a specific instance. Get as detailed and specific as broad as possible. Because again, if I were just listing every single morning, my kids, my husband, our health, the house, the gym, that's great. But I'm just going to stay stuck in that cycle. Where if I'm challenging myself every single day to think bigger, to think broader, I am doing more of what I'm asking you to do, to see more good around me. And so when you tell yourself every single morning, you're going to list three different things, you are programming your brain to think about all the good things that you have in your life, which is a really fucking easy way to go from being a negative bitch to a happy bitch, because you're seeing all the things that you have to be happy about, even when you're not that happy. Even when life's in a shitstorm, there's still going to be things that you are grateful for. This is how you find them. This is how you become one of those annoying bitches who's just always in a good mood. Like, let's link together and join hands. Wouldn't you rather be that person? I'd rather be the person always with a smile on my face than the person who always had something to complain about. We know those people. Maybe we've been those people. Lord knows I've been those people at times in my life. It's not fun. When you challenge yourself to find at least three things that you're grateful for that are different every single day, do that in the morning, challenge yourself to set an intention and challenge yourself to find good. I am telling you, I swear to you, your life will change. And to keep those good vibes going, what you are going to do is set anchors throughout your day so you can come back to that intention. Because, and I've been doing this for a long time and it still gets away from me. So I don't say this to like program yourself for failure. I don't say that to be a Debbie Downer. I say that because my goal here is to always be honest with you and never to just throw lies and bullshit at you. So you can set an intention and you can completely forget about it, because I have completely forgot about it thousands and thousands of times, more times than I would care to admit, which is why I am putting this next step in, setting an anchor so you can come back to it. I'm a big fan, and this sounds really silly, but I'm telling you it works. I've seen it work with thousands. Okay, not thousands. That's an exaggeration. But at least close to 100 women that I have given this to. And that's not an exaggeration. And it is setting a timer on your phone, setting an alarm on your phone, and having it being labeled as something. Like, you can set it for the day if you want to take an extra step. So like, put your intention for that day in there and just program it, set it to go off at a time where you know like your garbage pail self is coming out. For me, that's around 3:30 in the afternoon. And so I have an alarm set with that intention that I want to hold for that time to remind myself of like, oh yeah, yeah, that's who I said I wanted to be today. That's a reminder. If you have a big thing coming up at work, set an alarm for right before that meeting with the intention programmed in there so you see it. Okay, highest self. I have to show up as my highest self. Confident, bold, brave, whatever it is, kind, anything. set some anchors throughout your day that bring that attention back into your awareness. And again, alarms sound silly, sounds tacky, sounds cheesy, but I'm telling you, when it comes to making this a habit, they're very, very helpful. And eventually you'll get to a place where situations become your anchors. And so like you're pulling in your car from work, you're in your driveway, you're shifting from work mode to mom mode or work mode to chill the fuck out mode, whatever the situation may be, that can be an anchor. You have 30 seconds in your car. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, hand on your belly, hand on your chest. This part of my day is done. I'm moving into this day. What is my intention? You want to keep what you set for yourself going throughout your day because, like we all know, life is going to move away from you. So the more you can bring your awareness back into what you said that morning, into who you want to be, the better. And it's really simple. It just requires you getting a little silly, which, like I said, set an alarm. Put like maybe a sticky note on your car so you know when you get in your car, okay, that's my intention for the day. I'm going to see it. It's right in front of my face. Put it on your phone. Put it as your home screen on your phone so you see it every time you pick up your phone. Put it on your work computer. Put it anywhere where you think it would be a benefit to have that reminder. Set those anchors for yourself. Make it easy for yourself to be who you want to be by constantly throwing in your face who you want to be. Basically, what you are trying to do by setting anchors throughout your day is to remind yourself to get out of your own head and to notice the little things. And when I say the little things, I mean the little things. When's the last time you walked outside and noticed what the air smells like? And if you live in a big city where the air smells like shit, I'm sorry. Like for me, we're certainly not in the country, but we're certainly not in the city. But like, I love the smell of winter. I've trained myself to love and notice this, not train myself to love it. I've always enjoyed it, but I've trained myself to notice the smell of winter because I don't like when it's very cold, right? I don't love when my face hurts because the weather is so cold. But I love the smell. Like I can't describe it, that crisp winter air. I love the smell of it. So noticing things like that is now what my default is. So instead of walking outside and being like, ugh, it's fucking so cold out here. This is miserable. Blah, blah, blah. I notice the smell. Like I start with the gratitude and then the bitching that follows is a lot less. Notice the sun. Like what does the sun feel like on your skin? We just had our first like really nice day in upstate New York and noticing how the sun felt warm on my face felt so luxurious. It's completely free. And at other times in my life, I wouldn't have noticed it at all. I wouldn't have even paid any attention. I would have just dismissed the feeling of the warmth of the sun on my face. Challenge yourself to notice those little things, to look at a tree and notice how beautiful it is when the wind goes through it and you see the leaves moving in all different directions, what the grass feels like under your feet, what your kids feel like when you hug them, like what your spouse smells like, the things that we forget to notice when, you know, we get used to people when our kids are a little older, we don't have those baby smells anymore, those baby snuggles. We can still give them a hug. We can still kiss them on the head. Like notice those things, create those moments, because when you lean into those moments and notice those moments, you are just creating more and more opportunities in your days to see all the good things around you that are little, that are insignificant. But guys, that's where the magic is. Like, I think, I know my blog is still up. I haven't put a blog post up in a very, very long time, but I think that the title on my blog page is like something like the mundane or the magic in the mundane, something like that. But that's truly what I believe. Like the magic is in the little moments. The magic of life is in noticing the little things around you and how fucking cool life is when you start to look at it and look for the good things. That's what I want to remind you in this episode. Look for the good things. Look for the cool things. Look for the things that feel good, smell good, taste good, bring a joy to your life. And if you're like, well, I don't have these things, it's because you're not finding them, right? Program yourself to find them. Program yourself to see more gratitude. And I promise you, you will find it all around you. And one last thing before we go, close down your day with some good too. I think journaling at night is amazing, but full disclosure, I almost never do it. I bullshit my journal at night if I'm really like frustrated, but I don't gratitude journal at night. I need to get back into it. So maybe we can create this habit again together. But I do pray at night. I thank God every single day for the day that I had, whether it was an amazing day or a shitty day, right? I had a day. I'm going to sleep. It's ending. I want to create that sense of gratitude before I go to bed. So whatever feels good to you, whether that's praying, whether that's writing down something in a journal, whether that's, you know, having a moment with your partner, your kids, anything at night, just having a moment with yourself, look yourself in the mirror and say thank you. Like, when's the last time you looked yourself in the mirror and acknowledged yourself as something to be grateful for? Do that. It's really, really, really important. You can create these moments with yourself. And again, I know I'm overstating this. I know I've already said it, but it's true. These little things, they are what will change your life. I'm going to go ahead and shut up now because my stomach is growling. I am very, very hungry. And so I'm very, very grateful that I can walk downstairs and make myself some tacos. It's going to be delightful. Next week, we are talking about the mistakes that are holding you back from progress. And so I hope you will join me because I think you're going to find that a lot of them are common, but they're easier to move through than you may think. So I hope you join me for that. In between now and then, if you have any questions, anything you want to talk about, you know where to find me, head to my website or shoot me a DM. If there's anything you want me to cover on this podcast, I love your ideas. You give me the best ideas. So please DM me or email them to me. And if you haven't, please take a minute to give this podcast a 5-star review. It means the world to me and it keeps me showing up here. So I hope you have a delicious day. I hope you have a delicious week and I will see you back next Tuesday. Bye.